For the Christian tradition, the mystery of the new life in the resurrection is foundational. As you sit with the sacred scriptures, allow a word, picture, or thought to come to the forefront of your mind's eye. Following each scripture is a time for you to be present to its impact and invitation to communion with the divine. If you become distracted, gently redirect your focus and come back to the word, phrase, or picture you have received. May you be surrounded by the freshness of Christ's presence as you reflect on the mystery of the new life in the resurrection. The divine will rescue me, saving me from the power of death. The divine will rescue me, saving me from the power of death. The divine will rescue me, saving me from the power of death. Psalm 49, verse 15. I know that my Savior lives, and at the end, He will stand on this earth. My flesh may be destroyed, yet my body will see God. I know that my Savior lives, and at the end, He will stand on this earth. My flesh may be destroyed, yet my body will see God. I know that my Savior lives, and at the end, He will stand on this earth. My flesh may be destroyed, yet my body will see God. Job 19, verse 25 and 26. Let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his great mercy, he gave us new life by raising Jesus Christ from the dead. This fills us with a living hope. Let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his great mercy, he gave us new life by raising Jesus Christ from the dead. This fills us with a living hope. Let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his great mercy, he gave us new life by raising Jesus Christ from the dead. This fills us with a living hope. 1 Peter 1:3. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. John 11:25. The angel spoke to the woman, "You must not be afraid." He said, "I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised, just as he said. Come here and see the place where he was lying." The angel spoke to the woman, "You must not be afraid." He said, "I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised, just as he said. Come here and see the place where he was lying." The angel spoke to the woman, "You must not be afraid." He said, "I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised, just as he said. Come here and see the place where he was lying." Matthew 28, verse 5 and 6. When I saw him, I fell down at his feet like a dead man. He placed his right hand on me and said, "Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, but now I am alive forever and ever. I have authority over death and the world of the dead." When I saw him, I fell down at his feet like a dead man. He placed his right hand on me and said, "Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, but now I am alive forever and ever. I have authority over death and the world of the dead." When I saw him, I fell down at his feet like a dead man. He placed his right hand on me and said, "Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, but now I am alive forever and ever. I have authority over death and the world of the dead." Revelation 1, verse 17 and 18. Now, since our message is that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that the dead will not be raised to life? If that is true, it means that Christ was not raised. And if Christ has not been raised from the dead, then we have nothing to preach to you and you have nothing to believe. Now, since our message is that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that the dead will not be raised to life? If that is true, it means that Christ was not raised. And if Christ has not been raised from the dead, then we have nothing to preach to you, and you have nothing to believe. Now, since our message is that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that the dead will not be raised to life? If that is true, it means that Christ was not raised. And if Christ has not been raised from the dead, then we have nothing to preach to you, and you have nothing to believe. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12. For God so loved the world, so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to be its judge, but to be its life giver. For God so loved the world, so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to be its judge, but to be its life giver. For God so loved the world, so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to be its judge, but to be its life giver. John 3:16 and 17. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans 6, verse 5. We know that Christ was to suffer, and through him all would experience the resurrection from the dead. He proclaimed light both to the Jewish people and now to the Gentiles. We know that Christ was to suffer, and through him all would experience the resurrection from the dead. He proclaimed light both to the Jewish people and now to the Gentiles. We know that Christ was to suffer, and through him all would experience the resurrection from the dead. He proclaimed light both to the Jewish people and now to the Gentiles. Acts 26, verse 23. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Christ in glory. when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Christ in glory. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Christ in glory. Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. For we know that if our earthly tent, which is our house, is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavenly places. For we know that if our earthly tent, which is our house, is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavenly places. For we know that if our earthly tent, which is our house, is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavenly places. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. May you know the goodness and greatness that has been planted in your heart by the divine. May those seeds receive all they need to grow.